the Tri-County's local sports leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
All right. Right back at it. The boys are warming up, Afton and Sydney. Both teams playing their eighth game of the season. But Sydney is 4-3 overall, 3-0 in the Young Mac season. The Afton boys still looking for their first win of any kind. They're 0-7 and 0-4. I'm Greg Davey, and I'll bring the second game to you like I did the first one. We'll see what transpires among these two local rivals as we get set for local basketball once again. Starting off with the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show, brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, for all your transportation needs, service, sales, daily rentals, backed by expert service. Chambers and O'Hara is where you go. They wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best of luck in tonight's game. I say the best of action in tonight's game. And we are already 10 minutes away from the tip-off, so we had better take our required break. We'll come back, talk a little bit more about Coach Dick Winans and the Afton boys, Coach Mike Brzee and the Sydney boys. Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by and see Cork, Ron, Doug, and Witt today for the best deal on your next vehicle. And Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
My wife was kind enough to tell me that I have a little problem sharing.
So I suggested that he start by sharing the one thing he cherishes the most, McDonald's Chicken McNuggets.
It was tough, but I got 20 Chicken McNuggets for just $4.99 and one by one doled out those tender, juicy nuggets. One for them, two for me, one for them, three for me.
See, Larry, doesn't sharing feel good?
Yeah, one for them, four for me, one for them, a few more.
McDonald's Chicken McNuggets made with white meat. With 20 for just $4.99, it's the simple joy of sharing. Prices and participation may vary.
Life just keeps getting sweeter. I have a computer tablet that puts 50 books at my fingertips. My SUV runs on electricity. And now McDonald's is perfectly mixed chocolate with caramel. The McCafe Caramel Mocha. The richness of chocolate and the sweetness of caramel with a touch of espresso topped off with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. If this is a sign of what's to come, I can't wait for what they'll dream up next.
The McCafe Caramel Mocha.
The simple joy of something more perfect.
At participating McDonald's.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, well, now the stands are filling up a little bit more with the college kids home. This should get to be a very energetic gym. But, of course, the JVs are playing in the middle school gym. So that accounts for some of the loss of seating, or the empty seating here. The JV boys of Sydney, I understand, won their game rather handily over Afton, so we'll see what the JV girls can do. But the Afton-Sydney girls matchup in the opener, won by Sydney 38-24. The Afton boys looking for their very first win, and what a place this would be to get that. 0-7 on the year. The Afton boys have struggled right from the start, but they played some fairly close games, and I'm talking about the last three games. They were at Delhi on the 13th of December, losing 46-44. on the 16th. They played at Hancock and lost by 10, but they were up after the third quarter by 1, 29-28. If you remember our first game of the season, when I was on the opposite side of this table, it was Hancock giving Sydney some trouble before Sydney pulled away and won that game. So after representing pretty well in that game, or in that series of games, and then they hosted Green their last game before the holidays, and they did not play over the holidays in terms of a regulation game. They lost 48-40. Their leading scorer, we don't have stats, Cameron Oswald. He's had one game, at least one game in the 20s. He's got 22 in that loss at Delhi. He had half of his team's points. Mitch Decker's had a couple of double-figure games, as has Ricky Parsons. And those are the three